We are on Daf Tzadik Omed Beis, in the middle of Tosfos. Tosfos brought down, we see from our sugya there is a yesod that ain eid nase dayan, that an eid cannot be at the same time an eid and a dayan. He can't say eid is for himself. Let's say the dayan saw this balayla, and Tosfos said balayla, but not mekabel eidus balayla. Who adin the ria of the dayan is equivalent to kabolas eidus. They mekabel eidus balayla. So that what the dayan saw at night cannot be used to paskin with, because a mekabel eidus balayla. So now in the next day that he wants to paskin, the ria of the layla is non-existent anymore. But l'chayre, let him go and be meyed for himself that what he saw last night, just like he could be meyed for another dying, let him be meyed for himself that what he saw, and then he'll paskin as a dying. So we have here a concept of ein eid nase dayin. A person cannot be an eid and a dayin at the same time. Now Tosfos is trying to bring reasons why it is that way, that ein eid nase dayin. So we had started learning yesterday, Tosfos said a svarim, that it's eidish yata yochel lahazimai. Why is it eidish yata yochel lahazimai? Because if he's the aid and the dayan, so later they'll come to be mazim him, so since he was the dayan, he will not accept the hazomet, will not be mekabel the hazomet. So therefore, it's eidish yata yochel azimai. Now, that's what we're up to, and a little after the middle of Tosfos, bal tamze kosher Lahoride Alainish. The Ride Alainish did not like this reasoning. The Elo Meyato, it's a Psamira de Kazakh. That means since the Dayan is prejudiced, he's the aid in the Dayan, and therefore he will not accept other Aidim to be Mazim the Aidis. So Tosfos says, I'll come out a Miridika Haloche, the Elo Meyato. Eidim hakroivim ledayonim leyidu bifneim will come out the same din. Let's say if Eidim are meyid for the dayonim are their kroivim. So we have here a similar negia. So the dayon, when they want to be mazim, these Eidim, so the kroivim will say, sorry, business closed, we're not being mekabel any Eidi azome. So you should also have the same problem. So, Bemison, on this kasha, other Rishayim Taka hold, it is that way. In a Hanami, Eidim cannot be meyed, lifnei dayonim, which are koim to them, because it's Taka Eidish at Yochel Azima. Tosfos doesn't like this. The Rida Leinish doesn't like this. Ella al Kochoch, so he says, so what's Taka Pshat? That's true, Taka. The dayonim will not be mekabel. The dayonim will not be mekabel. Hazome, the Dayanim will not be Makabal Hazome. And no, it's called Eidisha to Yochel Lazimam, Alakochi Chayulim Lazimam Bebes Nache. Who says that the Halach of Eidisha to Yochel Lazimam is that it should be, you should be capable to be Mazim them in the Bezdin that they were made? You can be Mazim them in a different Bezdin. Eidei Zomer can go to a different Bezin, who will be cooperative and listen to the Azomer, and we can be Mazim them in a different Bezin. So Memela, that is why Eidim, which are Kroivim to the Dayonim, Akosha Lohid, this is called, it's considered Yechayil Mlazimam Bebezin Nacha. So Tosfos says that the same thing, Hochanami Bnei Azomer Nino Bebezin Nacha. And it would seem the first Mahalach in Tosfos held, the Halach of Eidish at the Yochel Azimam is that it has to be such an Eidish that in the Bezdin Shahoyu Me'idim, it should be capable to be Mazim them. Not you should have to come on to another Bezdin. So Al Koponim, we hear by Amachleikis, if it is applicable, the reason of Eidish after Yochel Azim. The Rashbam Eforish, the Rashbam has a different reason why an Eid Hamayid cannot be a dying at the same time. The Rashbam says, Bishum Dersiv, the Posek says, Va'omdu Shnei Anoshim Lifnei Hashem. So the Gemara darshins, Domrinen Eilu Ha'edim, Omdu Shnei Anoshim, these are the Eidim, Lifnei Hashem, Eilu Hadayon. Mashme, so the Rashbam said from the Posek, it would seem that there are Anoshim and Lifnei Hashem, it has to be Mashme Sheyamdu Ha'edim, Lifnei Hadayonim, you need. It should be Omdu Anoshim Lifnei Hashem Lifnei Adayonim V'lo Yishiyu Eidim Ba'atzmam Yoishvim V'donim. Not that they themselves should be the Eidim and the Dayonim. He has to be Eidim and Dayonim. So we learn out from this pasuk. V'oid Perish Ri Tam Achah. The Ri said a third time, why ein Eid Nasadayim? The ein Eid Nasadayim Vishim Denav Gilon Mibayim Hanchiloi Esbono. We learn out from the posik Bayoim Hanchiloi Esbonov. So the Bach says Valpi Hanchalosoi Bayoim Sheshomu Mevakre Hachoile. That means Bayoim Hanchiloi Esbonov is speaking about that if a Choile had visitors and the visitors came by day, and he told these visitors who he wants, how he wants to divide his Yerusha. So if this was Bayoim, the visitors can become Dayonim, and the Hanchola is already decided. That means they're Dayonim, and they'll divide the Nachla according to what he had told them. Yom sheshamu mevakre yachoyle, shenosan l'cholech mibono, yamidu kol echot b'chelkoi. So that's how we darshan the bayoim. The bayoim means if they are visiting the manchil by day, and he tells them how to divide his nachle, they can divide it, they can become dayonim, and they can divide it, and that works either with the lumdis of Leite Shmiya Gedeila Miriya, or perhaps it goes by them the Staka Kabbalah Seidus Eidos Baldin Kamei Eidim Domi. So they heard from the Baal HaNachla how he wants his Nachla to be divided. There was a Kabbalah Seidus, and they can be Dayonim. They don't have to relate this to someone else. But the Pasuk tells us this is Davke, if this whole scenario occurred by day. Avol al pi shimu osay balayla. But what is, if they visited him at night, and at night they heard that he's telling them that how to divide his nachle, lo yamidu kol echot bechelkoi. Then they cannot paskin what they heard at night, from what they heard at night, and they'll start being mechalik the nachla al pishmuosa. Why? Lefi sheshmiyose balayla in roi lodin al pihim kidapirashi. Because what they heard at night, so, emekablim edis balayla. So memela, whatever they heard by night, there's no Kabbalah Seidah, so they can't paskin on the Shmiya Balayla. V'kivin shein yochel lodein al piriyas layla. So whatever they heard at night, whatever they saw at night, they can't paskin. Because eim mekabalim edis balayla. Ad she yeidu aleihem bayayim. Till Eidus have to first be mekabel Eidus by day to tell them what he said. So therefore, havalei Eidim. So the best that they can be by Yom, they have to relate to themselves what they heard at night. Lekein en yochalodein deneid nasadai. So Taisva says, the Ri says from this posik that tells us that if If three people visited a chayle, a shchiv mara by day, it says, b'yoyim hanchilo yezbona, but they visit him by day, they can paskin already from a pi what they heard. And if they visited him at night, they cannot paskin. So you see, Klo, why can't they paskin? When they visited him at night, let them relate to themselves what they heard at night by day, and they'll paskin by day. So you see, Einaid Nasadayin. From this pasuk, by b'yoyim anchila yasbonov, we can learn out einaid nasadai. And Taisva says, and with this I'll explain a Gemara in Sanhedrin. Behind the Kama Peperek Echadinimum, the Gemara in Sanhedrin asks, v'rameya the nafkalei shein donin afilu gmardin elabayim. We hold that Ein Mekabelim Eidus Bayoyim, Ela Bayoyim, the Gemara Din could be Balayla. Remeya holds not only the Kabbalah's Eidus has to be Bayoyim, the Gemara Din also has to be Bayoyim. And the Gemara says the reason for Remeya is Midi Iskash Dinim Linegoy. There's a Posik, V'chol Riv, V'chol Nega. So we learn out that Riv Dinim is the same din of Negoim. Just like by Negoim, one can only look at Negoim by Yoim. So Rivim Dinim, one can only paskin afilo the Gemar din only by Yoim. So Rav Meir has a limud from this posik that he has a limud from this posik that Trilas din, the Gemar din, everything has to be by Yoim. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin is b'yoyim anchiloi mayovid bay. So what does he do with b'yoyim anchiloi? Like this, we learn from b'yoyim anchiloi the ain mekablim edis balaylo. So that is why if they came at night, they can't be soimach and the shmiya balaylo because they mekablim edis balaylo. That's tchilas din. But Rameir is a posik that say tchilas din and say soiv din is only by Yoim. So what does he need to be Yoim and Chilet? By Ovid Lay. Mukele by Yoim at the Mapo Nach. So the Gemara brings down this whole posse. The Atamapo Nach was Balayla. The Balayla Kois Vein Vein Ois in Din. Umasik vi Ozuls Kule Sugya at Havale Eidem Vein Eid Nasedai. So Memele so Fakel. So that's the Limud. That what the Ri says is a Gemara in Sanhedrin. That the Pasuk is coming to tell us that they can't paskin bayoyim ayidei shmiyosam balayla because ainaid nasadayim. So the Pasuk is telling us ainaid nasadayim. Lochi yitzach lasuye elo. That's why when the Gemara brings the whole mahalach to explain what the Pasuk is speaking about, Omar Rav Chizde, that ainaid nasadayim. The chol ikaloi maisi drosh de bayoyim anchilei, Elo mishum de boy lafuki minei dein eid nasadayin ke de meforish chav chizde. Yilav de lohochi yosa, ma yitzach klal b'yem en chil l'rameya. So al kochor, that's the purpose of the posik. Posi shaper of the maisi Allah, ve omar rav chizde. So that means, this is the teretz. V'lo koma omar rav chizde b'lo yivov. No, forget the whole posik according to Rameya is coming to tell us this din. That if there was a Shmiya Balayla, they can't paskin, period, because Veinaid Nasadai. Now, we have one more Taisvas on the previous Sugya, but let us just refresh our memory. The Gemara had brought down a Loshen of Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya. There was a Maise that someone was Toka Chaveiroi Ba'oznoi, it was a Maise Boishis, and Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya told him as follows. He told him, Ho Ano, I'm here, Ho Rabbi Yosi Yaglili, Havle Monetzuri. So the Gemara wanted to understand what's pshat in Ho Ano, I'm here, this Rabbi Yosi Yaglili. Rabbi Yosi Yaglili, the Gemara understood, means Rabbi Yosi Glili holds that the Tashlumei Boishes of Toka is a money. So that's what he said, Ho Rabbi Yosi Glili. What is Pshat Ho Ano? what is pshat ho'ano? So the Gemara understood ho'ano means that I saw that you did it, and memela, I'm going to paskin that you're chayev hamonim. So he's paskening al pi edusoi. So the Gemara asks akashe, ein eid nasedai, ein eid nasedai. So the Gemara answered, an eid cannot be a dai. So the Gemara answered, it's speaking about, when ein eid nasedai is only speaking about, if it's ro balailo. So balailo, there's a problem, may mekabel medis balailo. So you have to paskin, bayoim, alpi, edusei, mashero balailo, ein eid nasedai. The case of Rabbi Yehuda Nesia was that it was bayoim. So bayoim, it could be mekabalaitis. So, loitei shmiya gdeila meriya. So, if Rabbi Yehuda Nesia saw bayoim, how this person was talking boys and chaveroi, so then there's no problem of ain eid nasedai. There's no eidis over here. Loitei shmiya gdeila meriya. So you paskin without Aedis, you paskin Ayidei Riyosai, even though Riyah is a din of Kabbalah Aedis, but Biyami can make Kabbalah Aedis. So Memele, that was the Gemara's terence. Now, when the Gemara asked the Kasha, the Gemara brought down a Machloikis, Rab Talfin and Rabbi Kivin. Rab Talfin said, Sanhedrin Shero Echot Shor Gesa Nefesh. They saw Balaila, Miktsosom Nasu Edim, and Miktsosom Nasu Dayanim. So from Rab Talfin we see that the Dayanim cannot be Meyed Bifnei Atzman, but they could be Dayanim Al Kaponim, and others will be Meyed Bifnei. That is what Rab Talfin holds. Rabbi Kiva said, Kulam Edim Heim Vein Eid Nasedai. Now, Rabbi Kiva said, Amir de Kechidish, that if a Dayan witnessed the Maise, he can't be a Dayan anymore. A Dayan that witnessed the Maise cannot be a Dayan. Period. He can only be an Eid. Mm-hmm. He cannot be a Dayan. So, Rashi said, the Gemara said, that it's speaking about Ru'u Bayoy. So Rashi said, Rabbi Yudin Si holds like a Ptafen. Ru'u Bayoim, there's no problem of Eid Nase Dayin, because Bayoim, there's no Eid, it's Leite Shmiya Gdeila Maria, which does not work Kapi Gidrei Eidim. The Dayin sees what happened. So Rashi says, Rabbi Yudin Si holds like a Ptafen. But he can't hold like Rabbi Kiva, because Rabbi Kiva holds a Dayin who saw a Maise can't paskat. He can't give a liberal psak if he saw the mice in front of him. So Rashi said, Rabbi Yudin Nesiya holds like Rav Tav. Now let us see the last taisvis. Kegoyin shera'uhu balaylo. Perish pekontaris. Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya ki Rav Tav and Svirlei. Ubechinam pirish kein. So taisvis says, this Rashi, this is unnecessary to say. Afiluk Rabbi Kiva neiche. So the previous Taisvis had said, Taisvis brought a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, that what is the time of Rabbi Kiva, that if a person sees a Maise, he can't paskin, because says, V'shavtu ha'edo v'itzilu ha'edo, that the Dayonim have to be capable of being matzel. They have to look at it in the liberal life, and that they should be able to be matzal also. So Rabbi Kiva said, if Dayonim saw how Reuven cold-bloodedly killed Shimon, they can't be vitzilu eida. So Mamel, they're possible to be Dayonim. So Taisus had explained that this halacha only applies By Dini Nefoshes. It only applies by Dini Nefoshes. But by Dini, not by Dini, there is a Din Vihitzilu Ha'eda. There's a Din of Vihitzilu Ha'eda. So Memela, if a Dayan saw the Maisa Ritziche, he can't pass him. But I said that's only by Dini Nefoshes. But by other cases, there's no such din of v'hitzilu ha'edah. So memele here, Rabbi Kiva would also be moide. So memele, Rashi, that said, Rabbi Yudin, the sea holds like Rabbi Tarfon, and not Rabbi Kiva, Taisva says this is not necessary. Rabbi Kiva is only speaking about dinei nefoshes. Now, I'd like to mention two nekudas, what the Pnei Yeshua mentions, in Emerson. In Emerson, we heard over here the Gemara asked on Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya, what is Pshat Ho'ano? So the Gemara wanted to say, what's Pshat Ho'ano? I saw an alpaskin, I ain't eight nasadain. So Mo says it's speaking about Ru'u Bayoy. So then there's no problem of an eight nasadain. Then the Gemara says a second teretz Ho'ano, I hold like Rabbi Yehuda Aglili. And, but I'm passing because Adam came and told me. So he's out of the picture. That means he's passing LP Adam, not LP himself. That is the second lotion. So the Pnei Yeshua says, why did the Gemara have to say a second teretz? What's wrong with the first teretz? What have been wasted? The second teretz was saying, oh, no, not that I saw. No. I heard from two Adam. I didn't see anything. But I know it means I pass on Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Why did the Gemara have to say the second teretz? So he says, because the Gemara wanted to say, holds like Rabbi Kiva. Because according to Rabbi Kiva, if you saw, I feel you saw by Yoim, you also can't pass it. So Memele, so that is why the Gemara said the second teretz. So therefore, Rashi derived from this, that the Loch of Rabbi Kiva is not only by Ritziche. It's a filo by choyvul, a filo by mevayish, Rashi held. That was the hechach of Rashi. So therefore, Rashi in the first teretz said to say, the first teretz says, Rabbi Yudin Zia doesn't hold like Rabbi Kiva. That's one raya to Rashi. And the second raya to Rashi is, the Gemara asks Astira in Rabbi Kiva, how can Rabbi Kiva say that an eight haroya can't be a dayan? We learned that Baraisa, Rabbi Kiva tainted on Shimon HaTimoni, that Shimon HaTimoni said that when someone is mazik, someone else, so the egroy, the fist that was mazik, or the stone that was mazik, has to be brought lifnei bezin, and bezin has to be oimed if this fist is capable of making the hezek. That's what Shimon HaTimoni said. So Rabbi Kiva asked, good, the stone you bring to Bezin, the fist you bring to Bezin, but how does Bezin know how many times he hit him, where he hit him? So the Gemara asked Akasha, if he brought, it would seem from Rabbi Kiva, but if it was done before Bezin, then it would be good. If it's done before Bezin, Bezin can paskin against. So Gemara asks Astir and Rabbi Kiva, the Gemara says, Rabbi Kiva libe de Shimon HaTamoni, v'lei lei svirelei, Frekt the Pnei Yeshua and Emerson the Rishonim asked this kasha. Shem Yishamayim, this is not talking about Ritzicha, this is talking about Nezokin. So what's the problem? If the whole Rabbi Kiva is only speaking about Ritzicha, so Memela, so the Gemara doesn't have a kasha, he was speaking about Nezokin. By Nezokin, there's no din of a Ritzilu Eida. So it would seem from our Gemara that Chavole, Nezokin have the same din of a Ritzich and the din of a Yitzilu Aide, and according to Rabbi Kiva, they can't paskin. So therefore, Rashi is Moyer Dikerech. And the biggest problem is, Taisvus and Rosh Hashanah says, Klo, by Chavola, there's also din of a Yitzilu Aide, Kamay Shemuchach, Beperik HaChayvul. So Taisvus brings that Gemara. And here, Taisvus asks on Rashi. Al Koponim, so the problem is Taisvus, not Rashi. So Pnei Yeshua mitzvah sich on Taisvus, but let us go further. Tana Rabbanan. We are now six lines from the bottom. Tana Rabbanan. Sheir tam shehemis vehizik. There was a sheir that was a very mild sheir, never was mazik. It killed a person, and then later it was mazik a sheir. So now there's two strikes against him. He killed a person, the sheir, and he was mazik, a sheir or a person. Two maises. So the Baraisa says, Donin oisai dinin nefoshes. So first we take, so he's chay, the sheir is chayiv misa, killed someone. Donin oisai dinin nefoshes. So you don dinin nefoshes. Vein donin oisai dinin momenis. And the hezek, the sheir tam, will never have to pay. So Rashi says, Shehem is Adam ba'acha kachizik, first they killed someone. Is main done in oisai dine momenis, the tam ainem mishalem elam migufoi, valehu niskal. That means it's a share tam, you only pay from the gufa share, there's nothing to pay from the gufa share, this share is chayiv skile, because he killed someone, so there's no purpose in making dini nefoshes because he won't be able to pay dini mominis because she won't be able to pay after chayv saibus. Muid shehemis vehizik. But what is if the sheir hamuid was hemis vehizik is done in oisay dini mominis sayedan dini mominis, which is very good because bechayz number done in oisay dini nefoshes. So this is very good so far. This we can very readily understand. A mu'at pays min aliyah. You don't have to pay me guf hasher. So the owner of the sher will pay for the hezik. So done in and you're done in the nefoshes, you'll kill the sher. But that does not negate to us. Al kaponim, the dini mominis will pay up for this. But then it says something very interesting. Kodmu v'donu dine nefoshes. What is if Bezen was first done dine nefoshes? Ein choyzrin v'don in oisai dine mumis. Now, they were done dine nefoshes, finished. You won't be done dine mumis. So this is a very difficult halacha to understand. Why not? Why? Mein shmita leitza asina. V'chi kodmu v'donu dine nefoshes may have it. So what is it? We're done dine nefoshes. We're going to kill the shir. But before we kill the shir, let's just go and make dine mumis that the owner of the shir should pay the hezik to the nizik. May have it. Lehede v'ledaine nami mumis. So this is a problematic beraisa. Omar Rove, so Rove said, I had problems in this beraisa, ashke chesinu l'rabon and the beirav. I saw the Talmidim of Rav, the Yosvi v'komri, so they explained this beraisa, homoni Rav Shimon Atemoni. This beraisa is going according to Rav Shimon Atemoni. We had learned yesterday, Rav Shimon Atemoni says, amoyre de kechidish, that whenever a hezek occurred, the mazik has to be brought to Bezdin, and Bezdin has to evaluate if this hezek that occurred, if the mazik was capable of doing this hezek, or if it was a freak occurrence. And if it was a freak occurrence, the mazik is potter. That's what, so Rav Shimon Atemoni holds all the time when the hezek, someone threw a stone on someone, the stone has to be brought bifnei Bezdin, and Bezdin has to evaluate if this stone is capable of creating the hezek that occurred. So Memele, so the Rabbon and the Veirav told Rove, this Barais is going according to Rav Shimon Atemoni. The Omar, Me'egrech me'yuched shemosa le'eda ole'eda. You have to bring the fist to Bezdin. You have to bring the stone to Bezdin, and Bezdin has to evaluate if the hezek that occurred was a normal occurrence, and for such a mazik the hezek could occur, if it was a freak accident, and then the mazik is put. Alme v'inen umdene de beidin. So Bezdin has to evaluate. So the Gemara says, v'kiven de gomar din. So now, so they said in the Luyashib Shat de Bereis, v'kiven de gomar din liktola. Now, if Bezdin first paskin that the sher is chayiv misa, so now what he's asking Akasha, he's asking Akasha, but we'll kill him and tomorrow we'll kill him, but let's first make the second in Torah to see if he's chayiv. We will not wait. We don't make an inui hadin. And therefore, as soon as Bezdin paskins that the sher is chayiv misa, we cannot wait. We have to kill the sher, by the way. So therefore, and in order to pay the Nezikin, Bezdin has to first evaluate if this sheir was capable of making the hezek that occurred, or if it was a freak accident. And we can't evaluate it. We have to kill right away. Else, in the yadin. So that is why that's from the Baraisa. If the first were done dinei nefoshes, now the din is you have to kill them. We can't push off the harige. We have to kill them right away. Als ini hadin. I'd like to mention a moiridike dvar Avrom. The dvar Avrom says. But there is such a concept of inui hadin. If bezin paskin, someone's chayiv misa, you kill right away. You don't push it off. So he brings down a reman Sanhedrin. Why is there such a din of inui hadin? Hatzvahavtol reyachal kamoicha. That means a person, no, he knows you're gonna kill him, so you have to draw it out. I mean, so kill it. Let's get it done and over with already. A day to wait to push it off, another hour, it's terrible. Like this, he knows he's getting killed, so kill him, finished. So, al-svahavtol reyachar kamoicho, the din is, as soon as Bezdin paskins that a person is chayim mise, they do, oime voise, they kill right away. That's the reason of ein ma'anin es hadin. Frek te dvar Avrom, that's very good by a person who's a bardas. And he knows he's going to get killed, so every second is 10 hours already. It's a murdike inui, and wish a yosha, kill him right away. But here we're talking about a shoyl. We're talking about the shoyl. The shoyl doesn't know from anything. Between you and me, he doesn't understand Loshon HaKodesh. Doesn't paskin that he's chayiv misa. The shoyl is there, is munching, is whatever it is. He doesn't know anything what happened, number one. Number two, there's no v'haftol reyacha kamoicha by a shoyl. So what's the problem over here? What's the problem that the ain't ma'anin, you have to do it right away? Let's first make the dinin izok. So the dvar Avrom is machadish that there's another reason for inei adin. The reason is also b'yal tohoro mikir becha. As soon as you know that there's a chiyuv misa on either on the Odom or on the Behema, there's a mitzvah bi'ur b'yar toro mikibach. Why do you need the first din of yar toro? He says there's nafkamins, but let's not get into that. So memeila, so that kaponim, that's a hila and pshat in the Gemara. So that was pshat. That was the Rabbonon, the Veirav, told Rove, you know Pshat in this Parais, I'm more than a Pshat, I told him. It's going according to Rav Shimon HaTeimoni, that holds you need, that you can't paskin dine momenis without evaluating if this show was capable of making this hezek. And you can't evaluate because you have to kill the share right away. So that's pshat kodmu v'donu dinei nefoshes. You're not done dinei momentus. Right? V'amina luhuano. So Rova says, I hear your pshat, but you're saying the Barais is going only according to Abshim Natamoni. We don't ask him like Abshim Natamoni. V'amina luhuano. So I told them, I feel a time Rabbi Kiva. It can go according to Rabbi Kiva also. You don't have to evaluate, you can be same on the Eidim saw that when they were there, Bishas Mais, you don't need Bezdin to evaluate. The Eidim can tell Bezdin, that's the Machloikis, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shimon HaTeimoni. And I told them, Afilu Taimer Rabbi Kiva. This Barais, you don't have to learn the Pskoing Dafka according to Pshimna Taimoni. I'll tell you a different shot in the Somaisa. Hoche b'mayas kinon kegoin sheborach. I'll tell you a Psohomaisa. What does Rashi say? Let's see the Rashi's. Alma bin in umden the bezin, afon is okin. The high crop and the zorkin coin in the chsiv heike ishes reib and the berger for the yom esach nami esach leim day imroil in the gichesu. We have to be mamed. We have to evaluate the shayer if this hezek is he was capable of making this hezek. Right. So Rava said, no, that's not the story. That's not going according to Rav Shimon HaTeimoni. No, it's speaking about. I'll tell you what the mice is. Kegoin sheborach bailot. It's speaking about. After, we'll see in a minute, speaking about, you're asking a kind, we'll see soon. It's speaking about, they were damned in the nefoshes first. Now you're asking, so let's be damned in the momentous. What's the problem? So speaking about the Bailam ran away, and the Bailam ran away, so you can't pass an adin without the Bailam there. You can't, in chavin lo lodom shalei befonav. That means we're up to the dinim momenis, the Bailam ran away. So we can't, our hands are tied. We can't pass in dinim momenis without the Bailam around. Right. So the Gemara says, Iborach, if the case is speaking about that he ran away. So now you tell me there's no problem over here. He ran away, so I can't be done dinim momenis. So what he told me, the first dandin in the bushes, they can't be dandin in the moment. So I said, why can't be dandin in the moment? He ran away. So he ran away. So let's take a look at the dandin in the bushes. The one dandin in the bushes, he ran away. That's it. Iborach ki lai donu dine in the bushes, eichi danin lai dine momenes. If he ran away, I feel they weren't dandin in the bushes. Beloi bailen. So the Gemara says, the Kabul Sadi, no, you misunderstood me. Adis came. Adis told Bezdin whatever happened. This Shoyer had a Lebedik day today. He killed Reuven, and he was Mazik Shimon, and the Bailam were there, and there's a Kabbalah Sadis B'nei Bailam. And then the Bailam is there, and he hears whatever is being said. And all of a sudden he says, excuse me, let me go out. And he left. And he ran away. He made a yivrach. There's no problem else, you can't paskin. So the Kabbalah's Eidus was made already. And we can paskin now. So we're still back to the problem. So paskin. So why don't you paskin? So let's see what Rashi says. So this is a very shverer Rashi. We'll see in a minute. So Rashi says, the Kobol Sadi al Negichais. Bezdin, when the Bailam was here, and Adam came, and they said the Sher killed Reuven, it was Mazik Shimon. Uborach, and he ran away. Hilkach, ein lonu mimale shalem. We don't have from what to pay from. Uchigoyim, the less loy nichsi. He doesn't have nechosim. He doesn't have nechosim. So memele. So Rashi says like this. Now this is a very shverer Rashi. Rashi says, it's speaking about that he ran away, the Bailam ran away. He doesn't have nechosim. And we don't have with what to pay up. So let's just go a little further. So what's the chilek if they were first down dinin nefosh? And I just told me a new thing over here. You told me the Bailam ran away, there's no money to pay up. So that's why you're not down dinin nefosh. So what's, and if they were first, that's why not dandini momenis, because the Bailam ran away. Again, dandini momenis, because the Bailam ran away. And if they weren't dandini nefoshes, so you don't. If the Bailam ran away. The Bailam ran away. There's no money to pay. So what's the chiluk? The first dandini nefoshes weren't dandini nefoshes. Save mehechi mishtalim miridya. Oh, so now let's see what Rashi says. Zukrashi. Saif, kiloi da nuhu dinin nefoshes, meichem mishtalem hoye leborach. Umishani meridye, mashin es asher lecharishe, leschiris, umishalem lenizik, vache kenk yedin nuhu dinin nefoshes. Avol kodmu vda nuhu lisoko, loi maninon ledine, leshuhuye leridye. Now, let's just explain what Rashi is saying over here. We should know Pshat in the case. So the Gemara is saying as follows. If they wouldn't have been done Dinei Nefoshes, they wouldn't be done Dinei Nefoshes. The Bailam ran away. There's no money. It wouldn't be done in the nefoshes. So, we'll be done, that we have Eidus Rabbi Bezdin will say that he owes money for the dinim omenes. No, well, there's not, the Bailam ran away, there's no money, well, there's the Sheir. The Bailam ran away, the Sheir is here. So you know what we're going to do. We're going to take this Sheir, and we're going to work with this Sheir, we're going to rent out this Sheir, and we're going to get money till the Nizik will get paid up. And after the Nizik gets paid up, we'll make a new din Torah, then we'll kill the Sheir. We weren't done dinei nefoshes yet, so let's pay up the Nizik, then we'll kill the Sheir, and Shalom al Yisrael. But, Rashi says, but if they were first done dinei nefoshes, so Memela, so Bezin Purse Paskin already, you have to kill the Sheir. Now, so Rashi says, Emanina Sadin, you Paskin kill the Sheir. Now, Zim Biyarta Romi Kibecha, now we can't. There's a din right away. If you paskin, he's mechuyev meat. Before the pesach, he's not mechuyev meat. There's no din to be out of the mikibecha. So let's first pay up the nizik of the hezik, and then we'll take care of the shvichas domim that the sheir had done. But if you're ready, paskin, he's chayev misa, so my mail didn't be out of the mikibecha, so we can't use the sheir to rent him out to, we can't use the Sheir to rent them out to make money to pay up the Nizik because we have to kill the Sheir right away. So that is Pshat. Now we know Pshat. That was Rovis Mahalach. So Rovis said, don't know Dinei Nefoshes. So now it's speaking about that the Bailam ran away. There's no money. So if it wouldn't be done the Dinei Nefoshes, we'd be done for Dinei Mominis and we'd rent out the Sheir. And with the money we'll pay the Nizik, then we done Dini Nefoshes. But since we were first done Dini Nefoshes, so we have to kill the Sheir right away, and Ma'anin as Dinoi, so Memele, so that's why he can be done Dini Nefoshes. He can Dini Mominus because he have to kill the Sheir right away. This is the Gemara. Now, there's a Amir de Kekashe that Rabbi Zalman asks, this is Harashi learns Pshat in the Gemara. Rashi said, Pshat in the Gemara, it's speaking about the Bailam ran away. So Rashi had a problem. The Bailam ran away. So he ran away. So we need to buy, why can't you be done in a moment? He left over a mansion with a lot of resources. So what's the problem? He ran away. Bezin can be gave the din in a moment. What's the problem? The Bailam ran away. So Rashi says, oh, so Rashi mentions, there's no money. There's no money around. So the Baal, so the fact of it is almond, so the Iketeretz is, there's no money. If there's money, let the Baal run away, gesundheit. We'll be done dinim omenes from the money they left over. The Teretz is, there's no money. So if there's no money, so why does the Baal have to run away? The Iker is chosamin ha-sefer. The Iketeretz is, there's no money. And the only one you can be given from is the Sheir. And the Sheir you have to kill right away. That's the Teretz. So the Teretz is, there's no money. Not that the Bailam ran away. So why do you say the Bailam ran away? Fill the Bailam is here. There's no money. And the only way you can pay up the Chayiv is through working with the Sheir. And you can't work with the Sheir because don't adin in the foshes. This kasher Rabbi Zalman is. So the Chayiv Yeshua wants to say, a mechudish tiketeretz, which is takachidish. The halacha is, the halacha is that, if a person borrowed money, he doesn't have any money. Doesn't have any money, finished. So the malva comes and tells him, you borrowed money, you don't have any money, I understand you perfectly. But Rabid, you know, I'll find a job for you, go work, And you make money. I have a good, you can work for me. You'll get money. You're not doing anything. You don't have any money for states. I'll get a job and you make money. You'll pay me. So me'iker hadin, the malva cannot force him to do that. The schus that a malva has is whatever money the loiv has. Whatever the money, the malva can take the money, but to force him to work, Roy Poiskim hold, there's no such thing. By Mezoinis Ha'isha, there the halacha is that he got married. The next day, his wife says, no money. Sorry. I got food stamps for myself and for you. You're not eligible. I'm sorry. No money. So there the din is that he's mechuyev to work. Why is he mechuyev to work? Because that's what says the ksuba. Ani eflach ve'ezayn. There he committed himself to work, to give him his zaynus. That's the shibud of a husband. But by every halvah, it does not say in the fine print that the loiva says, I'll work to pay you up. So ma'mele, that's not from his chiyuv. But that's what it seems right by Skimol. But it seems there's others that are chaylik. So they hold that a filu by a chayiv, you're also mechuyiv to work. So ma'mele, that's what the Kav Yeshua wants to be mitzadik, could be that shita's chash. That's why he had to run away. If he wouldn't have run away, so that he doesn't have any money is nothing. We'll tell him, we'll find a job for him, and the chay will be paid up. But Lida, he ran away, and then there's no money either, so then the only heichetimtze, how to pay up, the hezek is through working with the shayel. And if they paskin that the shayel's chayv misa, you can't pay man in a sadin, so you have to kill the shayel. That's a rov is a pshat in the baraisa. So the Gemara says, ooh. So Mamela, so you're saying Amor de Kizach, that you could, if the shayr is around and they don't have to kill the shayr, if they were down first in the mominis, I rent out the shayr, and then I'll be damned in the foshes. Fek the Gemara, ihochi tam ni dain ne dine mominis pereshe. So I bezoi, so now I don't understand. What the first bava says, atam, you done din in the poshes, you never done din in mumnes, because there can't be din in mumnes, because atam is mishtalam begufay. Fact, the gemari hochi tam ni dain ne din in mumnes bereisha. That's the same spielachol. We'll go and take the tam, just like by a muet, we'll take the tam, and we'll, then you gave him migufay, migufay. That we're gonna go and rent out the share, whatever money the share makes, some emela will pay up the nizik, and then we'll be done in the nefoshes. Yochi tam ne dain ne dine momenes bereisha, nishtal le meridia, we'll rent it out for charisha, but ne dain ne dine nefoshes. Omar Rav Mori bereid Rav Kahanes oisemeres ridia aliyah de mora. No. Ridya, that would you're renting out the shoyer and you're getting money for the schiris, that is not called migufay. I'm sorry. That's called aliyah. That what a shoyer tam pays migufay. I mean, you have to give the gufa shoyer. But the revochim you could make through the shoyer, that's not called migufay. That's called me aliyah. And atam lemaise only pays migufay. It's finished. Let us see Rashi. Zakt Rashi, Aliyah the Moru. The others have a gilse. The Einoi ki gufoi shel shoyer. This is not like the gufa shoyer. El kishar nichsi bailov. The tamen mishalim in Aliyah. Now let us see Toisvis. Toisvis es sakashi. Zois emeres ridye Aliyah the Moru. Taimen. So what is pshat? So pshat is that the revochim you make from the shayr, that's aliyah the mor, and the tam pays miguf. So I got a better answer. Ligvu as a shayr legamri lenizik. Let's first be done to the mominis. Let's give the shayr to the nizik. So it's his shayr. And then let him work with the shayr till it gets paid up. And then we'll kill the shayr. I'd like to say over the Dvar Yaakov says Pshat, and this Tosfos as follows. Dvar Yaakov says that Pshat is like this. He says that by a muet, he says, the din is azoy. If you have a shoyer that is chayiv misa, Yeah, but you have to be davening in nefesh. He didn't do anything yet. You have to be davening in nefesh. It's chayiv misa. And it's also that you have to pay for hezek. So, let's talk about a mu'ud for 1 minute. So by a mu'ud, the Gemara says that by a mu'ud, let's first take care of the nezokin, let's pay up the chayiv, and then we'll go and we'll kill the show. We'll be done dini nefoshes. Here, so the Dvar Yaakov explains the reason is as follows. Be'emesim, there are two chiyuvim over here. There are two inyonim. The shayer killed someone. There's a chiyuv on bezin to kill the shayer. The shayer was mazik someone. There's a chiyuv on bezin to pay up the nizik. So I have two mitzvahs. Bezin has two chiyuv, but the Bailam has two chiyuv. Which chiyuv should I be magdim? So the din is, listen, you have two chiyuvim, so if you'll kill the shayer, so the nizik won't get paid. First be magdim, pay up the nizik, and then you'll kill the shayer. There's a chiyuv to kill the shayer, but don't be so frum. There's a chiyuv to pay up the nizik also. So mamela, let's do what'll take care of both chiyuvim. We'll pay up the nizik, we'll work for half a year, pay up the nizik, and then we'll kill the shayer. That is when asher amud. If with Taisus as the kash by a tam, let's give the share to the nizik. The minute we give the share to the nizik, so he got paid up already. The chayv of being paid up, he got paid up already. So we did that. Now you're saying, no, let me work a little bit. No. You got the share, you got paid up. That chayv was niskay. Now Bezin is another chiyuv to kill the shayer. So now we're going to do it right away. We'll not let you derive money from the shayer. That means if the only way we can pay you up is by giving you the shayer, but the minute we give you the shayer, you're paid up. We paid up the chayvah. You got the shayer. Now Bezin will say, Rabbi Yid is a mitzvah to kill the shayer. We'll take away the shayer from you and we'll kill the shayer. But you got paid up by receiving the shayer. Look the Gemara weiter. Iboilu. Yesh oimed le nezokin, ayein oimed le nezokin. Now, just in order that we should have patience to go to the sugya, the Gemara declares Rashi. Let's see what Rashi says. Let's go a little further. Yesh oimed le nezokin, ayein oimed le nezokin. What's it? Ami emrin lektolo damdinen b'ochi nafki neshama b'ochi le nafki neshama, avon nezikin kol dohu eidum eloishno. Now let's see what Rashi says. So Rashi lektolo damdinen dechsiv be'even yad asher yomos bo hiko. Now by mise it says klo that he's chayev mise if it was an even. That means it says clearly by Misa, Bezin will only kill a person who killed someone with a rock if the Eben is capable of killing him. But if a freak accident happened, he threw a pebble and the Yenna died, he's potter to pay. He doesn't get killed. So there's a Gzeres HaKosu by Misa, you have to be Oymed the tool which was used to kill, was it capable of killing? Even yad asher yomos boy. It says called the posik. You need such an even yad. So the Gemara class by Nezikin, do you say the same thing? So we're Bekim, we just learned our tzaddik on the base. We had a Shimon HaTemoni and Rabbi Kiva. We had a whole sugi over here that you need a name of the best then. Or you need an oimid, or the Edom also, but the whole sugi, we just learned that the Yezichah, by Nezikin, Yezichah need an oimid, there's no shayla about it. So, the Gemara is going to end, at the end of the sugi, Moshe being down, Shimon HaTimon, in a Hanami, but it seems this was a psa shayla, And we got just Bikiyim. We know this Parais. The Gemara in the end brings down the Shimon HaTemani. But the while, the Gemara now only knew this Pasuk of Evin Yad Ikou, Ashayomus Boy, that's a Pasuk by Misa. So the Gemara knew by Misa there's such a thing, you have to evaluate if the Evin is capable of killing. It's more close. What's the din by Nezokin? Yes, I will nezok and then I will nezok. Me and Rina l'ktole who the amdinen, by ktole, if someone got killed, we evaluate, b'hochi nafke neshoma, b'hochi loy nafke neshoma, avol nezikin kodu, whatever it was, nezikin are unpredictable. What does Rashi say? Avol nezikin, ein oimdim, b'afilein chevet zaroi lehezik zechayim, the zimnin ditzik b'chodo, and the zokin, you can never know what a pebble could do. Some emela could be by nezikin. There's no territory he's on others. Nezikin, anything is capable of doing any type of damage. I do maloishna, or maybe just like by me, you need a sheyomos boy, so by nezikin you also need. Toshma, someone wants to be poishede from a barais. It says, it's a Mishnah maybe. Ma boyer sheyesh boy kdei lohomis asor et vochem. A boyer, a boyer 10 vochem deep is yesh boy kdei lohomis. So any other takole, a siyach amore, av ko sheyesh boy kdei lohomis asor et vochem, the sheyr fell in, the sheyr died, the bala boyer is chayif to pay. Hoyu pchusi mei asoret vochim. What if the boil was less than asoret vochim? V'nofel aseiche shoyer achamoy. Umeis. Potter. Because less than 10 vochim can't make miso. Huzak boy. Chayim. Huzak boy chayim. Now, so it says of it, less than 10 vochim, you potter the miso. But, if a hezek happened, you have to pay. So the Gemara says, my love, you have to learn this. Take whatever you could. Mimata lamaila kachoshib. Less than 10 tvachim means v'ochi koma. Has nezikin mitefach vadasore. Who's that boy? Less than 10. Less than 10 means from one to 10. You also have a nezok. Miseleke nezokanike. Amal nezikin koldu. So vaystois nezikin. There's no shear. Less than 10, whatever it is, you chayv on the zikin. Shema minoi noim demu nezikin. Samo says, loi, no, you're learning long pshat in the baraisa. Mimailo lemata kochoshib. He's cheshbening from mimailo lemata. Bochikoma, asore misa ike. Pochis me asore pulta amashu less than 10 tvochim. The zikin isa misa leke. There is only the zikin, there's not misa. Could be there is a name of the Nezokin. You're only chayev if it was genizik with something which the hezek should be expected. Let's see what Rashi says. Aber stamber yitvochim, my love, hodik tonim hoi psuchim prusim im huzak boi chayev. Yeah, Malka Choshim, Alma Betefah Behezek. So the Gemara said, no.